أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائه أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you remember, we were talking about how to treat neighbors. In our previous session, I talked about the definition of neighbor from the viewpoint of Islam. I also talked about the different categories of neighbors from the viewpoint of Islam. I pointed out that we may think that neighbor is neighbor, and we do not consider any classification for neighbors. We consider all neighbors the same. But as I mentioned, from the Islamic point of view, we have different types of neighbors. Neighbors who have three rights upon you: if he is a relative to you, and if he is a Muslim, and if he is your neighbor. He has three rights upon you. And you might have a neighbor who have two rights upon you: the rights of Muslim or religion, and the right of neighbor. And you might have a neighbor that has only one type of right: if he is not a Muslim, and if he is not a relative of yours, if he is only a neighbor, he has only the right of a neighbor. So we have different types of neighbors, and we must deal with all these types of neighbors accordingly. Lastly, I talked about the importance of good treatment of neighbors. I mentioned a verse from chapter Nisa, verse number 36, to tell that it is very much important to pay respect to neighbors and to consider them as equals. And in this session, I will be, inshallah, talking in a relatively detailed manner about the importance and significance of treating neighbors. To begin with, I will mention a narration from Imam Ali, the first Shia Imam, about dealing with neighbors or treating neighbors. Imam Ali was the first Shia Imam. How did he treat neighbors, and what was his point of view in regard with the issue of treating neighbors? Did he accept it? Did he deem it as necessary or not? Imam Ali was very much concerned about neighbors. He was always considerate about them. When he was struck by Ibn Muljam and was lying in his bed, dying actually, he made a will. In his will, he touched certain issues. He spoke about certain things. One of the things which he mentioned is the treating neighbors. You see, when a person is dying, he does not have time to talk about each and everything important or unimportant. He exclusively talks about things that are of prime importance and are of prime significance. Look at the lost word of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. What does he say about neighbors? He says, while talking to his children, he says, Allah, Allah, fi jiranikum. Follow God, serve God, obey God through good treatment of neighbors, through treating your neighbors well. If you treat well your neighbors, you have followed the commandment of God. If you have been mistreating your neighbors, then reconsider your position as a Muslim and reconsider your personality as a religious person. Allah, Allah, fi jiranikum. And obey God, follow God's commandment through honoring your neighbors, through respecting your neighbors, and through giving importance to your neighbors. فَإِنَّهُ وَسِيَّةُ نَبِيِّكُمْ. Imam Ali, to emphasize on the issue, Imam Ali refers the case to the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. He says that this is not my word. This is the word of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. فَإِنَّهُ وَسِيَّةُ نَبِيِّكُمْ. This is the advice of your prophet. This is the recommendation of your prophet. This is the order of your prophet. It is not my will, it is not my order, it is the will of the Holy Prophet. مَا زَالَ يُوسِي بِهِمْ حَتَّى زَنَنَّا أَنَّهُ سَيُوَرِّثُهُمْ. The Holy Prophet, as narrated by Imam Ali, was recommending and was advising about respecting neighbors. He was ordering us to respect neighbors to the extent that we thought that the Holy Prophet would inherit the neighbors. He would receive inheritance from neighbors. And it was because of his emphasis on the rights of neighbors. He emphasized on the rights of neighbors to the extent that Imam Ali and others were thinking that the Holy Prophet was to inherit the neighbors, and therefore he was very much concerned about their rights. But anyhow, it shows how important the issue is. We must be very much concerned about this issue. And let me quote another quotation from another Imam, Imam Baqir, the fifth Shia Imam, about the rights of neighbors and about treating neighbors. What does he say and how does he evaluate the issue of treating neighbors? He says, مَا آمَنَ بِي مَنْ بَاتَ شَبْعَانَ. Actually, Imam Baqir narrates this narration from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and he plays the role of a narrator here. مَا آمَنَ بِي مَنْ بَاتَ شَبْعَانَ وَجَارُهُ جَايَ. Actually, it is the Holy Prophet who says that no one believes in me who sleeps while his stomach is full and his neighbors are hungry. Your neighbors are sleeping while having eaten nothing, and you are sleeping while your stomach is full. You have eaten. You have eaten up each and everything. قال وما من أهل قرية يبيت فيهم جاية ينظر الله إليهم يوم القيامة. If a person in a village actually sleeps without having anything to eat, and the rest of the village, the people of the village, sleep while having eaten everything, if this happens, God will not look at the inhabitants of this village. God will not pay attention to the inhabitants of this village because of not giving importance to their poor, because of not giving the rate of the poor. So it shows that we must always look at our neighbors, and we must know about the situation of the life of our neighbors. How do they live? Do they have anything to eat? Do they have proper means of life, and etc. If they have problems, we must approach them, and we must try to solve their problems, and we must share their happiness and their sorrows. And by doing so, we can actually exercise religiosity, and we can get ourselves nearer to the Islamic standards. Let me quote another tradition. This is Zurara, a famous narrator. He narrates a narration from Imam Sadiq, the sixth Shia Imam. He says, جاءت فاطمة تشكو إلى رسول الله. This is Imam Baqir who says, جاءت فاطمة تشكو إلى رسول الله. Once Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, went to his father's house, the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, complaining against certain issue. تشكو إلى رسول الله بعض أمرها فأعطاها رسول الله كربة. Then the Holy Prophet gave him actually a piece of advice. وقال تعلمي ما فيها. It actually gave him a package, you can say. And the Holy Prophet, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, said, teach me about it. What does it talk about? What does it contain? Tell me about it is contained. فَإِذَا فِيهَا, when that package was opened, they saw that it was written there, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا يُؤْزِي جَارَهِ. Anyone who believes in Allah, anyone who believes in the day of judgment, must not bother his neighbors. He must not harm his neighbors. He must not disturb his neighbors. A person who disturbs his neighbors by creating noise, making noise, or by doing other things, or by playing music, such kind of people is actually not a believer. He does not believe in God, because if he believes in God, God tells him to respect his neighbors, and therefore he is supposed to respect his neighbors. He is supposed not to harm his neighbors. If a person harms his neighbors, if a person disturbs his neighbors, if a person does not respect his neighbors and the rights of his neighbors, then he is not actually a believer. He must review about his belief in God, about his belief in the day of judgment. And then again, it is said, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِن بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ زَيْفَهُ. Another order is that if a person believes in Allah, and if a person believes in the day of judgment, he must honor his guest. Guest is also of a very has a privileged position in the sight of Islam. Islam is very much concerned about respecting guests. When a guest comes to your house, then pay respect to him, honor him, and provide him with whatever he needs. فَلْيُكْرِمْ زَيْفُهُ. A person who believes in God in the Day of Judgment, he must honor his guest. So you can, it is in a standard actually, through this standard we can judge about the religiosity of other people. If you find a person who respects his guests, who honors his guests, then you can conclude that he is a religious-minded person. He is a faithful person. He is a righteous person. He is a truthful person. But if you find a person who does not pay attention to guests, who does not pay respect to his neighbors, and his neighbors are always complaining against him, then you can conclude that he is not a religious-minded person. He is not a person complying with religious standards. So this is actually, this tradition provides us with certain standards and with certain criteria on the basis of which we can judge about the characters of our friends and the characters of our relatives. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لَيَسْكُتْ. This is the last thing that is mentioned in this tradition. It says, he who believes in Allah and he who believes in the Day of Judgment, he must tell a good thing. When he is supposed to speak, he speaks about good things and he mentions good things. He should either mention good things or he should keep silent, saying nothing. You are not supposed to speak everything. You are not supposed to tell each and everything. You are supposed to tell what is right. You are supposed to tell what is true. You are supposed to tell what is useful and advantageous. If a story is harmful, if telling a story is not beneficial, then avoid telling it. Telling it is of no use. Telling it is of no benefit. Then put it aside. Don't mention it. But of course, if something is useful, if something contains certain wisdoms and certain important points, then of course you can mention it and others can listen to you, and by doing this kind of things you can benefit others. Let me mention another narration that is from Imam Sajjad. This is again about the right of neighbors and about the importance of neighbor. You should always pay attention to your neighbor. If you were not concerned about your neighbors before, now when you hear all these traditions, when you hear all these narrations, you must reshape your lifestyle, and you must consider the cases of your neighbors, and you must pay respect to them. And by doing so, you can satisfy God, and by doing so, you can actually become a good Muslim. There. What does Imam Sajjad say about the rights of neighbor? He says, "Man bata shab'an wa bi hazratihi mu'minun jay'un tawin." Qala Allahu 'azza wa jal, "Malaikati ushhidukum ala hadha al-'abd." If a person gets to sleep while his stomach is full, whereas in his neighborhood there is a person who is dying of hunger, having nothing to eat, if such an incident happens in a neighborhood, in a certain place, then God will react. God does not keep silent. He is omnipotent. He takes action. God says to his angels, O angels, be my witness. Ushhedukum ala hazal abd. Be my witness. This servant of mine, this person has disobeyed me. He has not followed my commandments. He has followed the commandments of others. He has followed the commandment of Iblis, Shaitan, and Satan. Because of this, I am taking action against him. وَوَكَّلْتُهُ إِلَىٰ عَمَلِهِ I will leave him to his actions. وَإِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِ لَا غَفَرْتُ لَهُ أَبَدًا By my dignity and by my grace, I will not forgive him. You see, this tradition is a very emphatic tradition. It talks about what God does in regard with a person who does not respect the rights of neighbors. And it is highly emphatic. It says that if a person does not respect his neighbors, if a person is not aware of the conditions of the lives of his neighbors, such a person actually disobeys God. Such a person is not obeying the commandments of God. And because of this, he will be punished by God. And the punishment is also very much clear. God says, He will not forgive him. He will not forgive him. His action is so bad. His action is so awful that God is not going to forgive him. God will never forgive him. So this is another tradition by our holy imams that tell us about the importance and significance of treating our neighbors. Let me quote a final tradition in regard with respecting neighbors. This is Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him. He tells us something about the rights of neighbors and about respecting neighbors. He says, لا تحقر مؤمنا فقيرا. Don't insult a poor believer. If a believer is financially not good, if the condition of the life of a certain believer is not good, then don't insult him. Don't look at him contemptuously. Don't look down upon him. لا تحقر مؤمنا فقيرا فإنه من حقر مؤمنا فقيرا وَاسْتَخَفَّ بِهِ حَقَّرَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى If a person insults a poor believer, a financially poor believer, and if a person looks down upon a poor believer, such a person will be insulted by God. Such a person will be looked down upon by God. God would deal him by the same token. وَلَمْ يَزَلْ مَاقَةً لَهُ حَتَّى يَرْجَعْ أَنْ تَحْقِيرِهِ And God would continue to insult him. God would continue to disgrace him. Unless and until he returns back. Unless and until he repents. If he repents, if he becomes regretful because of what he has done, then of course, God at that time will forgive him. But if he does not repent, if he continues his strategy, then God would punish him. And one of the punishment of God is insultation. God would insult him. God would dwindle his image in the sight of others. If God insults a person, then such a person will be dwindled in the sight of others. He will not be looking great in the sight of others. He will not be an important person in the sight of others. But of course, if a person is dignified by God, if a person is honored by God, then such a person will look great in the sight of others. Such a person will look important in the sight of other ordinary people. So you see that God says that if he does not change his behavior, then God would continue to dwindle his image in the sight of others. وَمَنْ اِسْتَزَلَّ مُؤْمِنًا وَحَقَّرَهُ لِقِلَّةِ ذَاتِ يَدِهِ وَلِفَقْرِهِ شَهَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى رُؤُوسِ الْخَلْقِ. If a person treats not well his neighbors or a believer, and if a person insults actually a believer because of his poverty, because of his being poor, such a person will be disgraced by God. شَهَرَهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ عَلَى رَؤُوسِ الْخَلْقِ. Such a person will be disgraced by God. Such a person will be defamed by God on the day of judgment. Everybody will come to know about such a person. He will be scandalized. He will be defamed. Everybody will know about him. So all this is because of not paying attention to a believer, and because of not actually fulfilling the rights of others. If you consider the cases of others, and if you are respectful towards others, and if you do your duties towards others, of course you will not be disgraced by God. Instead, God will help you, and God will be on your side, and God will inshallah help you through thick and thin. Thank you very much.